You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Welcome to Adage Underground, everybody. This is the mighty, mighty Meta Baron.
Voice the Villa.
Macho Samson.
And we want to thank everybody for showing up and coming out to listen to us tonight. How's it hanging, fellas? How y'all doing?
That's doing good, doing great.
Low and lazy.
Low and lazy.
It's good to be here, though. It's good to be in the building.
I agree.
Definitely.
Shout out to our engineer on the ones and twos, as always. Y'all getting anything special today, this week? How was the weekend?
Weekend was great. Fireworks was excellent.
Fireworks was.
Yeah, went to the fireworks.
Which fireworks?
Detroit
fireworks? Detroit fireworks.
What?
Yes, man. DPD was in the building.
Okay. I was about to say,
every corner.
You still alive.
You know what I'm saying? Every corner. DPD. And hell, I was DPD for 5 seconds.
Jesus.
Shit. Hold that block down.
Oh, I was about to say, I wasn't going to inquire as to the nomenclature, the acronym, you
know,
sir.
Allegedly. Okay. You know, but we
allegedly we was
doing good, man. Barbecue, had some hot dogs. Fam was in the building. I mean, I even Cupid shuffled. It was dope, man.
Cupid shuffle.
My wife always Cupid shuffles and wants me to do that shit.
I ain't Cupid shuffled since like 08. About 10 years. Did you do the turbo shuffle?
Turbo shuffle too, yeah, oh man, God. You got to. Man, I was just thinking about it yesterday. I was like, man, turbo shuffle, what's next?
Was you at a fireworks or a family reunion?
It was kind of like a family reunion. Yeah. I was like, it was fun, though. I just had a good time.
Yeah. But, you know, downtown Detroit and Detroit, period, is getting so gentrified that it's not even really like scary anymore to go down there at night or anything like that.
You talking about, you like, nobody has to think about the purge no more?
No more purge.
Shit, what part of downtown Detroit y'all been in? It's still some treacherous
still some
parts.
Scurvy. It's some treacherous parts, but you the main parts.
It's not a lot, though. You got to kind of like search for the scurvy now.
That's some urban spree lunking adventuring type shit. Like,
I'm with that.
Let's go down to the Model T factory and jump in between the buildings.
They don't have that kind of fun.
The train station, not even what it used to be.
That's a real thing.
That is a real thing.
That doubts me out there.
Yeah, that's a super real thing. Yeah, but I don't understand why they chose the train station. But I mean,
because it's big
and it's empty.
That's what it is. Yeah. So we just pick anything that's big and empty.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That works for some people.
Bring it back.
That's terrible.
That's great, man. I mean, it was an eyesore.
It was an eyesore. I was like, why would they resurrect this? But I was like, okay, made for the cheap. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, well, we got it for the cheap. So.
To be honest with you, a building that large and that historic should have never been left wanting and vacant just to be brought back into prominence from a fucking Transformer movie.
I mean, I saw like the early
Transformer movie did do it justice.
That sounds like some deep hatred. Transformers.
Because it's been like that for so long.
It's just the exploitation of Detroit.
Has it been functional since we've been alive?
We need some trailer chic derelict. Let's go to Detroit.
Let's go to Detroit.
We've got this some civilization there, some people. We could always have some shit get destroyed there. There you go.
Why not? They'll do it.
And it's for the fraction of a price.
I watch Optimus Prime get his shit blown out on 4th Street.
Yeah. Clutch. I seen Batman running around on wherever that was downtown. He came out the tunnel all lit. It was great.
Oh yeah. I think that Detroit is a little too hard body for Batman. Cause he might end up beefing out with the niggas that saved him.
Hey, the East Side need Batman.
There you go, man.
The
West Side need Batman.
Yeah, they need Batman.
West Side need Batman.
You're right.
East Side need Jesus.
You're right. The West Side could handle Batman because he couldn't run through Jefferson like he want to.
Robin Batman with a Batman.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to let the bill.
Ain't no bill.
Can you hand me the bill? I need that.
I'm going to let Bill and have it.
There it is. Right, it felt good.
Infinity Bell. Got him.
Had to get him, man. All this East Side talk.
My weekend. What did I do this weekend? Went hung out with a bunch of ne'er-do-wells on Saturday.
Ne'er-do-wells.
Took the wife out for her birthday on Sunday. Before I got here, I participated in a live stream event. Shout out to Marcellus Jolly, my little bro, and co-namesake, and Thoughts Detroit.
Shameless plug.
I was invited out to speak. The topic of conversation, the first topic of conversation was, what is man spreading?
Oh my God. We're actually going to have to talk about this.
When he actually, just for the listeners.
I thought you talked about, I thought that was an off the air conversation.
When he first said that, and he was back there, I was in the back, I was just like, what is going on?
I don't want to know.
But then I was intrigued at the same time. I was like, huh.
Well, it was kind of a loaded question. I was sitting in between, two young ladies on the couch while we were being interviewed. And the first question was, what is man spreading?
Yeah.
And as a gentleman, I don't want to talk over no lady. So I let them speak first, or at least they were going to speak, but they were perplexed.
They're a gentleman.
They didn't know what it was. So to illustrate what man spreading was to people off camera, I man spread it.
It's like when you say it casual.
And then I mansplained the man spreading.
All right. Go
it's
ahead.
Very casual.
What
you
talking about?
It.
Go ahead and say what it is. Go ahead and say what it is.
Oh, it's the literal and the figurative lack of accommodation for a woman. You know, if you're on public transit and you happen to be seated somewhere where there are two or three empty seats around you,
right?
And there's a lady that wants to sit down,
she want to get next to you.
You purposefully take up all the seats.
Or she could be sitting next to you and you just not cognizantly aware of how you're intruding on her space. And that's the literal. The figurative is just not making room
now,
for
my question
women
is,
to have commentary
in
general.
Do you have to initiate for it to be that?
Man spreading?
If she initiates that.
Like she's going to sit down?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that because you're a man, it's all your fault anyway. So there you go.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
It's a jerk move, but...
Is it a jerk move?
I mean,
to take up five seats or whatever else that you're doing for no reason.
What if I need to lay down?
You don't need to lay down.
I might need to take a nap.
If you got to lay down on public transit, there's a lot of other shit
right.
that you need.
You need a job.
That's a long day, isn't it? Well, you want to put your face on just everybody?
Oh, that's a different conversation.
Oh, we ain't got enough time.
That's a different type of man spreading.
That's some IG Twitter shit.
We lit.
We lit. Did anybody get a chance to test out the it's some new feature that Instagram got? Did anybody know what it is?
Oh, the IGTV.
Is it Thought Television?
What I was about to say. How is that any different?
It's not there yet. It's basically YouTube on Instagram.
But they gonna find
a way. It's their version of YouTube.
They gonna find a way. Like
it's coming.
Woman,
it's gonna come.
It's gonna figure out. Be like, okay, if I connect this to my already ex back page. Account,
I mean, you gotta hustle.
Cam Soda gonna fight that.
Hustle the camel muscle.
Yeah.
Jesus. I don't think they're gonna fight it, man. I think they might embrace it. They might see some money in it.
Cam Soda?
Yeah,
you can't get naked on Instagram.
I think we looking at the future of thoughtism. Like, I think
look. Everything revolves around like sex and money.
Right.
It's true.
I mean, that's pretty much everything.
Speaking of sex and money, I shared the article with you guys earlier because I definitely wanted to talk about it today. So
I know you're not talking about what I think you're talking about.
I'm trying to remember now.
I didn't think you was gonna actually bringing up a lot of like outside stuff into the podcast today. It was like we talk about stuff that we just talk about outside
like it,
of the podcast.
Then
you just come here.
Cuff.
You come in here all sauced up from another podcast.
I like it though.
So there's a physicist or there's a robotic engineer. I believe the name of the robot is Samantha. It's his sex bot. Some guy that has his own sex bot. He has programmed cognizant awareness into the robot to where the robot can now refuse sex from human partners.
Oh wow.
Consent has just become DLC. And everyone loses their shit. What do y'all think of that? What do y'all think of that?
Hey, it's a robot thought. It's a robot.
That was the name.
And he wrote that, Nick.
That was the name I submitted for today's episode. I just want you to know.
I vetoed.
I
vetoed that.
I didn't see you veto before I
changed
I sent
the
it
name.
Out. I agree with that. So I mean, where does this bring us to? Look, like, is there now Me Too 2.0? The robots can refuse sex now. That was like, that
robot
was all,
rights.
That
robot,
was all my favorite feel, dudes, the incels and all the lonely dudes, all the beta males online. That was their one saving grace, was the thing that couldn't tell them no. Well, guess what, buddy?
I don't know.
You just got to go back to raping animals now.
Jesus. Well, if we go out to, if we go out to East Point. East Point.
Why East Point? Where did that go from?
Because it's
why
messed up. I have friends.
That's very specific.
I have friends that are attorneys, and East Point is known as the dog rape capital of Southeast Michigan.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that world. That
is very insider information.
Why did it narrow down?
What did you have to do all to get the way?
Yeah, why did it narrow that down to that? Like Southeast Michigan, like the certain. I don't know.
You don't know how the dog rapers are getting down in the UP.
No, I don't know anything about dog rapers.
I thought you said it was all sex and money, man.
What that got to do with
it? Is it certain dogs?
That's
or is
sex,
it
money,
like,
and bestiality. That's a certain type of sex. Sex, money, and bestiality sound like the name of a fly-ass album.
I don't want to listen to the artist who would make an album called Sex, Money, and Bestiality.
Well, you don't like DMX.
I'd buy that shit.
Oh, Jesus.
You don't like DMX.
I'd buy the fuck out that shit.
I'll buy the fuck out that shit.
DMX?
You and me, baby, we ain't nothing but mammals.
Well,
let's do it like we do on the Discovery Channel.
And they were in monkey suits.
I'm gonna take this. Jesus, they was in monkey.
It was a monkey suit.
They, you know those monkeys? Those monkey suits.
We need to get off this topic.
I gotta get this.
I love it, man.
Those monkey suits look like the suits that were modeled for the Teletubby show, and they said they all the same color.
They were like,
you know what? This ain't zesty enough.
This ain't enough.
It ain't zesty enough.
But like it was like, well, did it come with a purse?
Make the monkeys turquoise,
like the Transmorphers from the director video. DVDs. Oh, I think those are like the character models that they shopped around for Transformers.
That's some lazy ass
shit. Was Transmorphers.
And Michael Bay was like, I don't want this shit, man. This is like dollar store CGI. Listen, this would have been cool
when,
on like.
They
was Transmorphers like Kim Kardashian's mother.
Michael Bay decided. Done.
How you gonna cancel me?
It's never good. It's never good.
So.
Michael Bay. B-A-E. Boy. That's a porn star name.
Michael Bay.
How about Snitch Bay?
Let's get into these topics, dog.
Snitch Bay is the new
Snitch
Bay.
Snitch Bay is the new Bay.
And it looks like we got a new Snitch Bay every week. First it was a chick that hated barbecue.
Now we got the one that's, what is it, she's selling water?
It's a little girl.
What's her name? Something Patty?
Yeah.
Patty Mayonnaise? Whatever.
No. Permit Patty is
what
the internet has so dubbed this woman, who is racially profiled an 8-year-old trying to sell water.
What a piece of shit.
She can't be in Detroit because it's 8-year-old selling water everywhere.
I mean,
so
really?
It's 8-year-old selling water and water.
Wilder.
Wilder, Wildy.
So it's
just not Flint though.
No, it's not. But the thing about it is
a Flint joke.
Apparently
made it on
the little girl and her mother had received, like, people had complained. Oh, this is according to the permit, Patty. People had complained, yada, yada, yada. They had already called the cops. But by the time somebody started filming, of course, the lady looked bad, because she should look bad because it was a cunt move.
Right.
The little girl, to make it even better, the little girl was selling water to go to Disneyland.
The white lady was probably like, they let niggas in Disneyland?
Yeah. Jesus.
I mean, that's probably what she was thinking too.
Walt Disney rolling over in his grave.
I mean, Walt would be rolling over in his grave if he wasn't rolling around in all his Marvel money.
The way it is now, man, he probably rolling in dough.
That nigga was rolling deep.
I imagine he's the next Scrooge McDuck.
I'd imagine, but I mean, what does this mean? Like, is this a reality that we can continue to ignore, or will this be one of those things that's just swept up under the rug and another black person profile this time an 8-year-old little girl?
Happens so often. Like, this is normal. And like, the only reason why it's getting such notoriety nowadays is because people have cameras. Yeah. That's the only reason why it's popping up. But for the cameras, for every time it's photoed and put online, it's 1,000 more of them that's actually happening. So this is something that happens in the United States. Black people can't do shit without a white woman coming in with her cell phone. Like, oh, look at these niggas.
Right.
Look at these niggas barbecuing.
Having a good time.
Look at these niggas selling water. Can't even sell water.
Look at these niggas turbo hustling.
Look at these niggas turbo hustling. Look at this. Look at these niggas out here, you know, trying to get their Mac on. Stop looking at niggas.
There you go. Tell me how you feel.
That's all you need to do. Just stop looking at us. If it hurts you so bad, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he going in, ain't he?
Look, she just trying to fuck a black nigga.
Of course.
That's what it narrows down to. Come on.
Let's.
She just tired of her little white husband.
I've been waiting for this all. You
know, please don't Black Snake Moan the podcast. Not yet.
All right. I'm only doing this because our engineer walked out.
That's it's so. God, throw the whole damn bell out. The fuck.
That shit was excellent. That shit was so unprofessionally excellent.
And to the listeners, we probably will never be back.
I'm on some Mills Lane shit. I'm gonna just be like, I'll allow it.
They gonna play that shit back and be like, man, I mean, them three niggas.
I think was just as annoying to me as the profiling is the fake concern, social justice warrior in by people online. Yes, the same people that walk past all those desperate little kids being pimped out by their parents at the bus and the train station to sell them stale-ass M&Ms that y'all walk past every day. Look, if you wouldn't give a little snotty-nosed nigga $2 to help him get his monkey ass home out the cold where he don't want to be, what makes me believe that you give a shit about this 8-year-old girl who got the cops called on her for trying to sell water? Have you sent any kids to Disneyland? Do typing on Twitter send kids to Disneyland?
Nope.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers, niggas.
Thoughts and prayers.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. Sometimes the little kids be coming to me and be like, man, can you help me? I'm trying to go play basketball or do whatever. And then I once in a while, I'd be like, what team you play for?
Mm-hmm. Kind of question.
Once in a while, I hit them with that. And then sometimes they're like, if they do that, like, well,
I play for the Cubs. Every little nigga I see play for the Cubs.
At least say something.
Say something, my nigga.
Or you could have said just pal.
Pal league.
I don't believe none of them little niggas.
I think that's the easiest way to do it.
But
I just feel bad.
I still give them money, though. Sometimes.
I just feel bad for the ones. Cause
sometimes.
The seedy ass parent that's a scumbag with no job, don't want to work, is just standing off on the side, watching, judging. It's like, how are you judging me when your bum ass is out here soliciting your child with stale candy? Get the fuck out of here.
All right, little old ass dollar store M&Ms.
You're a scumbag.
I don't have a problem with people hustling under their own free will.
Yeah.
Because when you bring kids into it.
There was a dude in the basement that was doing that a couple years ago.
Really?
In the underground of the student center. We had to call public safety on him because he was down there. So what it was he was down there every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with this little girl. One day we caught him yelling at her. We was like, hey, bro, chill out, take that outside.
Right.
And we saw this little girl was crying. We was like, all right, man, we're going to have to ask you to leave. He didn't want to leave. So it was like, all right, fine, cool, bro. I asked you to leave because I know that these people around me is going to call public safety.
Right.
And lo and behold, when one time showed up, he was copping all type of pleas and all this clown shit. Go get a job, nigga. Yeah, get your goddamn job. What example are you setting for your daughter?
She just going to get pimped out by some other nigga when she get older.
I was about to say she going to get
for a lot less than candy. Desperate. For a lot less than candy.
Yeah.
Accountability is important, man. I've been battling a lot online because you know I moonlight as a misogynist, and you know.
I'm glad that you
moonlight
that.
As a misogynist.
That was nice.
Dr. Marco.
Hey, you just walk up to bitches and be like, massage this.
Massage this, yeah. Low key, I might have to get that on a shirt. Massage this.
With an arrow pointing down.
You on fire, man. Okay.
All right. Oh, come on. Don't.
That's it. I had to revive the
I can't
deal.
Have any fun in this.
Can't have shit.
I mean, so it's just difficult, man. As men, I feel that nowadays you don't get to speak as often as you used to because stating that you are happy to be a man is somehow offensive to people. So like all men, we've been trained to tuck it in, sack it up.
Bottle it up.
Keep going. But I mean, even with all that, you don't really shit on the parade of women. I don't argue.
Everybody can be equally.
I agree, happy. But I have a very, very precise understanding of equality. Equality is something that's mandated by a power or authority. Okay. Equality does not exist in and of itself in nature. Ain't shit equal in nature. Mm. Only somebody that deems that the situation requires equity merits out what is equal. But who is that going to be? So like I'm saying, as I moonlight as a misogynist, as I have a parlance of doing, you know, I go to all these places, I talk to all these different people. When I'm out in public, when I'm just dealing with people in general, I try not to talk over women, just to off general GP, emotionally stoic dude. If I'm not laughing, I'm just observing.
Nice. You're a nice dude for that.
I try to be. So, you know.
Sometimes I can't help that.
I brought up the whole mansplaining, manspreading thing because most of the conversation was carried by the beautiful young ladies I was sitting in between. They carried the conversation pretty well. I just interjected. I can appreciate the spot that the interviewer put me on.
Okay.
It was a good reflexive question. It yielded some good answers. I mean, they was pretty fun about it.
You could tell they probably had a good time just genuinely asking you though.
I mean, yeah, but you know, like let women speak, man. And I always
let chicks speak. Like women, shit. I know a lot of dudes, you know, think women don't have nothing to say, but they got life experience. They're interesting, some of them, you know, a lot of them. Like you can listen to women, like that's ridiculous if you don't think that. Like that goes into the whole incel shit where people just be like, oh,
my favorite whack niggas in the universe.
So you think all the time or just sometimes?
Sometimes. Just like with dudes. I don't listen to every nigga that talk fuck out of here.
If you just start, even with a man, if he just starts saying off the wall shit that's just ridiculous, I stop listening to him.
Yeah.
Well, women, if they start saying off the wall shit,
I stop listening.
I don't gotta interrupt. I don't gotta intervene. I ain't gotta get it hop in.
Will listen to women just because they're attractive sometimes. I've seen
that's
that.
That's the way the world
I've seen
works.
That. Like,
I've done it.
You know what I mean? Like you be right. Sitting there listening, like, man, this is not really nothing that she's saying. Or it's this is ridiculous.
I'm being respectful by watching your titties jiggle every time you say a word to start with a G.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what you want from me?
Nothing. You honest. That's all I expect out of anybody. But, I mean, you know, we talk about the permit patty and people snitching online. That's not really related to what we're talking about because, obviously, those women are completely ignorant. And it's not just women. Yeah. There are dudes. There was a guy that got John Crawford, the black guy that was walking around in Walmart.
I don't know.
In Walmart a couple years ago, there was a guy named John Crawford, and he was walking around the store with a toy gun.
Was it a handgun or a rifle?
It was a rifle.
You talking about a dude that got shot?
Yeah, it was obviously fake rifle, and the CC cameras
with
have
the orange tip and everything.
The CC cameras have him walking around talking on the phone. He walked past people. He was standing in the aisle with one woman with her baby in the basket. She didn't think nothing of it. One guy went outside, called the police, and said there's a black guy in the store with a gun. The police came in, shot John Crawford, killed him.
Yeah, I saw that.
They didn't even tell him freeze. They shot him before
they shot him
freeze.
On sight. Yeah.
And then the guy rescinded and said, well, I didn't say all that. And then they played the fucking dispatcher call where he literally racially profiled my mans.
Yeah.
They arrested John Crawford's girlfriend, too, and detained her for 2 days.
I didn't know that part.
What you mean for what?
I mean, like, what was, like, was she even there?
She was accessory.
She was there, but she wasn't with him when he got killed.
They like, oh, man, she accessory. She got to go, too.
She ended up dying under mysterious circumstances like 2 months after that.
What?
Wow. Her car was run off the road.
That's the CIA. Tell you, that's the government.
We coming up to the conspiracy episode.
We're going to get up to that. That was too coincidental.
I know, I agree.
That one dude just got killed recently.
Oh.
Got shot in the back or something by police officers running away or something.
Oh, yeah, the 17-year-old kid that was unarmed. Yeah. Apparently, with that case, the police had... So... I cannot excuse the incompetence of the fucking cop that was sworn in 90 minutes before he took that kid's life.
Yeah,
nigga, you only been a cop for an hour and a half. What the fuck are you doing pulling out your gun?
Hey, he only became a police officer to shoot niggas.
I have to agree.
Just have a bitch ass training.
And then, you know, people like, bring up the fact that they found guns. They found guns in the car after my man's had got shot. But it's like, bro,
you wouldn't have known.
So we can't count that. Like, one can't count against the other. My man's too trigger happy and fucked up, and they was probably running because they was into some shit. It's sad that the 17-year-old kid is gone, but I mean, shit. I'm 34, and my first reaction when I see the police is to fucking put the foot on the gas. I don't want to fucking get pulled over.
The other way.
Especially at nighttime.
But, you know, if I'm in the car with my wife or I'm in the car with my niece or somebody, I have to be mindful of them.
Let me commit the crime first. Like, me being alive is not the crime.
It's not a crime. Unless it is. Just tell me it is.
Yeah, just be straight up with me. Like, so I know what to do. Like, I just know to avoid everywhere that your monkey ass gonna be at. You know, if me being, my existence is wrong, then I just won't exist around you.
That's fucked up, man.
It's life.
It's life. It is life. It is. It is life, but it shouldn't be like that. That shit is fucked up.
But that also falls into why I feel you gotta listen to people. You have to listen to people as long as people are willing to present themselves in a manner that befits being listened to. Now,
but that's a lot though, because like some people, they can't internalize that right away.
They can't.
You know what I mean?
A lot of these people are kids. Kids can't really do shit. Like,
because I remember when I was a kid, like around that age, man, we wasn't thinking. We were just doing.
Yeah, we just stupid kids. Like most kids are. I mean, you're just not developed enough yet, so you're stupid. Yeah.
Black kids are treated like adults, though.
Yeah,
everything that black people does is too immature, or it's too immature as a means to demean them and not take their culture serious.
Right,
like Shakisha Jenkins is a ghetto name, but Benedict Cumberbatch is something that you have to be able to pronounce down to the goddamn alliterated syllable with no problem, and it's utterly ridiculous. But it's not that Shanika Jenkins isn't an invalid name; it's just a name from a culture that's not respected. But lack of respect comes from when you just don't listen to people, you don't pay them, when you don't respect them enough to have an opinion that you feel is valued.
Yeah, you can come into the spot with a name like Fatherton Boulderdash. Like, who the fuck is that?
And you have to say
he's royalty.
And you have to say it correctly 100% of the way.
Man, fuck him. Man. Fuck him and all the Boulderdash.
Oh, man, I was waiting on it. There's some Boulderdash guy. Like, why would he say that?
shout out to the four possible people in the known fucking universe that might be listening to this podcast wearing a monocle.
Yeah.
That last one was for you. I promise.
But when it comes to kids, there's some shit in the news about Mexican kids.
Oh.
You talking about Camp America?
Summer camp.
She's like, it's not that bad compared to all the
Shout out to the lady on Fox News.
Did you hear that?
That's,
said it wasn't that bad.
It's not that bad.
I don't even really know what's going on.
As a matter of fact, I've spoken to black people from the projects that say that that's better than where they live.
Said from the projects. That means she said she was in the streets.
No, she said she asked some blacks.
In the 21 seconds that she spoke, there were 17 moments of pause.
It was.
She had 17. To recollect her thoughts.
But the border situation is fucked up.
So she won't say the N-word.
It's multi.
That's all it was. I can't say nigga on live TV. So I'm going to say the blacks in the projects.
The blacks? I do feel like if you say the blacks.
You put the in front of anything. I'll say the in front. I'll put the in front of anything.
If you say like the blacks.
Why are you laughing? Like the blacks, them.
The blacks or the coloreds. I've heard that
that's
before.
Worse. That's worse.
I heard that before. She was like, there were some nice coloreds.
That's how I know she was a little girl in the 50s.
Yeah. I was like, man. The little dress.
Yeah. She picked posies and went to picnics.
Yeah. Skipping the whole time.
But I mean,
she probably had a black wet nurse.
Now, I will say that shout out to all the historical white supremacists that was breastfed off some black titties. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah. Shout out to that, man.
I
wanted to see what they look like now.
They're all dead.
They're probably, yeah.
I mean, I would like to see one. I would like to see, like,
no, they're not. Their spirit lives on.
Their spirit lives on through
through Cracker Barrel.
That's why I find race to be such an interesting topic, especially in America, because it's so, it's like,
this is supposed to be a serious topic.
It is a serious topic. It's
very serious.
I'm going to tell you why it's serious. Perf. Because race will have you blaming one of the two presidents responsible for this concentration camp debacle when both of the motherfuckers is to blame. Trump is populating these centers because Barack put the fucking centers in place. Now, you can get mad at one, but if you don't say nothing about the other, explain that to me.
You can't say anything about
it. You can't say shit.
You can't say it.
People don't like, people, you be like, oh, you're bad mouthing Obama. I mean, he's a president. All presidents are trash.
If I voted for the motherfucker.
I didn't say that.
So. Us,
they're trash people. You got to be trash to be a president.
Politically, America was.
Why is that?
Did you get there?
Because politically, America is one of the few countries with a Yelp. We are allowed to shit on our elected officials. You're an employee of mine. So if you obviously ain't going to fix the fucking roads and improve the fucking schools, get ready to catch this work. I'm talking fly and jiggy about your ass all day.
All day.
I can't get you to do your fucking job.
That sounds like a real problem there, sir.
I'm apolitical.
How many people Obama bombed?
You mean Obama sitting up there at the White House correspondence dinners and saying, to all you young boys that are having ideas about my daughters, I got two words for you, drone strikes.
I thought you were about to say suck it on some DX.
That would be legendary. That would have been legendary. And then Barack had to be
suck these presidential balls.
The bigger villain and say drone strikes. Now everybody laughed and everybody chuckled. You know what's funny? The same people that laughed at Obama's drone strike comment are the same bleeding hearts crying about the kids on the border in the concentration camp centers.
Yeah, Jesus. That's a very vivid image.
It is what it is.
I mean, they didn't drone strike them Mexicans.
Yeah, thank God for the concentration camps. I mean, it could have been a drone strike.
Which one is better, a quick drone strike death or a slow concentration camp death?
We're going to have to ask our SJW audience members that are no doubt reporting our page.
We are so
coming up the podcast. Detroit with Pitchforks.
Finale already. Yeah, I feel like we're
grand opening, grand closing. God damn you, man! Hole, crack the can open again.
The Rock.
It's the Rock in there.
I wonder if people are aware of the situation that caused the migrant flood and the fact that they're close to. There's between 150 and 300 million people that if Mexico wanted to weaponize the immigrants,
right?
Because south of Mexico is El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, three countries that have been fucked up because Central America is the choke hole. It's like the choke point where all the drugs are brought in on land, the ones that aren't brought in off the water. And Mexico has been trying to build a wall along its border and El Salvador's border. Why y'all talking shit about Trump?
I had no idea.
Vicente Fox and the rest of the saucy Mexican politicians talking shit about Trump saying the wall is racist. Well, is the wall that y'all trying to build between y'all and El Salvador, if that's not racist, then what is it? Is it classist? Is it nationalist? Tell me. Tell me what type of ist if that ain't, it is so if, I can get the gist.
If that ain't racist, then what do you call that?
It's a good question. I mean, if Mexico was really feeling it, they could literally just push 150 million people and overwhelm the border right there.
You heard about China asking United States stop ordering so many opioids from us.
What?
Yes. Stop
you know.
It. Stop it, America.
Hold on. What?
y'all got a problem.
Let's take.
You know it's bad when the opium capital of the world says you got an opioid problem and y'all need to stop.
When the plug cannot front you what the work that you've requested. When the plug cannot front you the work that you have requested, you have a problem.
And we owe China trillions of dollars.
See, you can't you can't owe the dope man and be making demands of the dope man. Like, America,
we need more dope.
I'm gonna need you to sit down.
Give us all the dope.
I mean, it's so bad. The dope shit is so bad that
it's like Lee Daniels and Damon Dash.
Hold on.
Whoa.
I want to take the time.
Whoa, it's too much shit.
I want to take the time out of this racially and drug laden induced rant to congratulate Mr. Damon Dash.
Yes, let's give it up for Mr.
for
Dash.
Running up on Lee Daniels.
God,
and trying to get in him, and trying to get in them zesty ass pockets. Now listen.
Yeah, I just blew one as soon as I read the whole status.
Damon Dash
in public.
As much as I want to hate Damon Dash for a lot of shit that Damon Dash is doing.
You can never hate Damon Dash.
Damon Dash was the man that put up the money for Precious.
He gave
Lee Daniels that. Now,
is that one of the things on his record? Like, yeah, I gave the money to Precious.
The next time Dame Dash sees Lee Daniels, they throwing hands.
Oh, it's that. It's got to.
He already checked him. 2 million.
You can't. Can you?
I ain't gonna lie. Two million. That was a fuck up on site. It wouldn't even really been a conversation.
Can you sock Lee Daniels in the face?
Yes, like, you can.
Can you do that?
Yes. Why not? I mean, your hand might turn to shea butter, but.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Where the bell at?
I believe you can run up on Lee Daniels.
You can run up on him.
Anybody.
I mean, he ran up on him, but can you actually do something to him?
You can.
It depends on how bodied you are.
Or take his scarf
because
away from
once
him.
Once you hit him, everything goes out the window, right?
That's why you need throwaway dudes in the crew. You need
there
dudes
you
that's willing. You need
yeah,
dudes,
you can't hit him.
You need dudes league. That's willing to eat the charge like a pizza roll.
Yeah. That's
what an analogy.
Because who just eats one pizza roll?
You right.
You need somebody that's willing to grab a handful of them motherfuckers.
That's a real hit. No,
pizza rolls be hot as hell on the inside and cold on the outside, though.
That's only when you cook them in the microwave like a fucking savage.
Right.
Who the fuck? You sit there for 20 minutes
rookie.
To heat up a pizza hole rolls in the fucking
yes.
oven? Pizza rolls. I'm not spending that much time on fucking. It's not real pizza.
It's pizza.
It's the conundrum of wanting to eat little pizza pillows, bro. Pizza you fucked pillows. Up from the jump.
Yep.
So you may as well do it right.
Just do it right. Just admit it.
Man, fuck y'all and pizza rolls.
Well, there goes our pizza, tortilla pizza.
Let's go. There goes our Totino sponsorship.
There goes Totino sponsorship.
Goodbye, Spotify.
I think we're trying to go on a record to get the least.
Why would we get a Totino sponsorship?
Why the fuck is America trying to pressure China for more dope?
You can't even finish that right.
Touche.
I could just imagine Uncle Sam with like a piss stain, and you know, because you know only bums can get piss on like piss stains on their shirt.
How did you piss that high up?
I could just see Uncle Sam fiend out with Lady Liberty, and they hold him like a black crack baby. That's like the American family just in front of China.
That's
like, hey,
America,
China baby.
Oh, no.
Please.
Oh, no.
And China's waiting.
Uncle Sam got an orange skull cap.
An orange skull cap on. Oh, that was you giving me ideas.
Yeah,
man.
We need to make a cracked out Uncle Sam shirt.
I can just imagine just China just with the smuggest shit-eating grin on its face.
Okay.
Looking at America like you bunch of fucking dope fiends. But, I mean, what do the Chinese... What do the Chinese really know about freedom? Like, what?
Wow.
What do the Chinese really? You know what freedom is?
I might walk out this.
What the hell is it?
You know what freedom is?
What is it?
Freedom is.
Give it to me.
Freedom is me going to Walmart and being able to choose between 7 different flavors of Doritos. All
right,
now, I might get gunned down by the police on my way home.
I was about to say.
But that's
or
fucking
while
freedom.
You in the fucking store.
Well,
you can
I was about
get
to say.
But. You go talk ahead. About freedom, and you bring up Walmart.
Mm. I'm glad that the irony of the metaphor is lost on the villain.
Yeah, Walmart.
It's the destroyer.
Yeah, Walmart is like an evil empire.
Your destroyer and executioner is your hero.
That's right.
That is a
damn shame.
It's America.
Praying to Walmart.
Look how you feel it, though.
And the irony of him stealing that song. That's America.
That is America.
It is America. Look, man, nobody cares about the guy who
created
the hamburger.
Shout out, Shout out to Champagne Poppy. Since Drake is an honorary American nigga, now that he's been quote unquote a deadbeat dad and all this other shit. Shout out to Drake for using the oldest excuse.
I think he got promoted in the life.
For using the oldest excuse in the book to dead a date with a woman. Yeah. Hey, low key, some family shit came up 5 minutes before the date.
Hey, that's true.
And now, thanks to Pusha T, that shit's true. Yep. Tiffany Haddish, if you want to be bad at anybody.
Look, Drake a fake nigga in Canada. He a real nigga in the United States.
You think so? I just think he's flaky both ways.
Name somebody realer. Bring out your Rolodex.
Your American Rolodex.
I don't know, man. I think that's probably the best excuse to get out of it, though.
Right. Some family stuff came up.
Because you can't really,
it's family, you're not obligated to go in the length.
My baby mama
just got deported. Hold on, let me call you back.
Okay.
Jesus.
That's what happened.
There's so many things wrong in that situation.
I had to go back to Canada.
Gotta go check on my baby mama.
Right, I gotta talk to my mom's. Her pool flooded.
Jada Pinkett,
her pool shirt didn't.
Jada Pinkett was the one that interviewed Tiffany Haddish about that.
Oh no!
Did y'all watch Jada Pinkett's show?
She got a show.
I watched the first episode and I was just like, I just couldn't watch it because it was just like,
what up, and all that letting women speak, man.
I know, man. I tried, man.
You can't let everybody speak.
That's why I had to clarify. I was like, so is it all the time?
I like Jada. I mean, Jada Pinkett is not bad. I don't have a problem with it.
I don't have a problem with it. I think
she wears the pants in the family.
I would. It is messed up that the one episode. Okay. The one episode.
See how strong her jaw is?
I was just about to bring that up. I was like,
you ain't no better than me. Like
5 minutes into it. I just couldn't get the focus off of like how high her cheekbones is and how much she looks like a Thundercat.
Her cheekbones is above her eyebrows. She on some real Chitara shit.
Man, I was just like, I can't sit this.
Her cheekbones.
And then like little baby, baby Will Smith. What's the daughter?
Willow.
She comes out and then all I can see is just Independence Day for like.
Wow.
And then I was like, I can't watch this.
She do got Will Smith's head from Independence Day.
It's too much.
That's a specific Will Smith. Why Independence Day?
Because that was a specific Will Smith's head.
You got like 35 different versions of Will Smith.
Because Will Smith's head from Independence Day is not the same Will Smith head from...
It evolved. Yeah, it did evolve.
From, what's the 12 pounds?
What's the one when him and Jaden, he was like on an island or something?
You talking about After Earth?
After Earth. That forehead is totally different from
that was the lineup that I gave myself when I sabotaged myself and went to school.
I was like, what is that?
Sabotage your forehead.
Yeah, his forehead is out of control. But yeah, I watched like 5 minutes and I was just like, I'm not really.
What is the show about?
It's just her talking about her vagina and
okay,
you know what I'm saying. How she's
the vagina.
I watched the other episode where she was she admitted, she was like, yeah, I used to sell drugs. And
yeah, I've seen that.
I saw that one. And I was like,
she from Baltimore. Everybody sold drugs in Baltimore, didn't they?
Okay, I want to be mad at that, but
y'all seen The Wire?
Yeah, Baltimore. So I was like, you know what, that sounds pretty legit.
You sell dope, fuck hoes and rock ice, throwing up gang signs.
She ain't had no bags like that. I mean,
how you know? You don't know what Jada did.
Jada might have had a couple
bags. It's just like most of the dudes in Detroit that be talking about, everybody in Detroit sell dope, but ain't nobody got no money. It's like, dope is like Pokemon cards in Detroit. Everybody's selling it.
That's because
ain't nobody got no goddamn money.
Everybody wasting their money on
niggas.
Chargers.
Niggas is just trading packs.
They just trading packs and buying Chargers.
Trash.
I know niggas making $35 off an ounce. You know, after they sell it. So.
$35 a house.
$35 a house.
$35 an ounce, nigga.
That's a come up to some weak nigga.
Right.
That's a come up.
I sold $270 and I got $35 off of it. Holla at your boy.
Shout out to T Grizzly.
And I ain't talking about
I ain't robbing banks and niggas dorm rooms.
He prayed on my downfall.
I'm about to air out the whole
crew. He said praying on my. Okay, I'm not gonna talk about T Grizzly.
Boop boop boop.
I'm not going to
go ahead. I like it.
I got a speck of hope for TJ.
I just feel bad because there were some people. So the underworld is a lucrative business for anybody that's involved in it and anybody that's willing to partake in it. Mm-hmm. The underworld is the bedrock and the foundation for a lot of people's various forms of entertainment.
Shout out to the Silk Road.
Out to the Silk Road. All these illegal and illicit ventures have gone on to support your favorite musicians, your favorite movies, all this stuff.
It's all about drugs.
And it is bad that none of those people glorified that lifestyle, and you technically didn't know about them being in a lifestyle unless you knew them personally or you saw them captive to the police or something like that. Now selling dope is like you got pastors in church saying that it's all right.
Selling dope out the pulpit.
Then again, it's Dirty Mac in the blow up somebody else's spot. You selling hope and he's selling dope. I mean, y'all kind of partners are running hand in hand.
Don't ask no questions.
Hey, you gotta send your things to Jesus. Like they
you do. It's pretty cyclical.
Oh no.
Yeah, one hand wash the other. Like you bring them back.
Unless it's a fiend hand, that shit ain't getting washed at all.
Yeah,
that's true.
Fiends the only motherfuckers that can manage to stay dirty in the rain. And I know y'all niggas ain't got nowhere else to go.
I'm using that as a sound clip.
Please, somebody tag that one. Quote that one. That needs to be on a shirt.
Dance underwater and not get wet.
And not get wet.
And not get wet at all.
Yeah, I still had them. Like I dropped the change in their hand. Like I don't.
You don't want to touch them.
Nah. You don't ever want to touch that.
Hey,
because like you say, the peace name be like up here.
Right. Yeah. How you pee on your neck? How you pee on your neck, guy?
I never understood that.
So I understand. All right, has everybody in the room?
We caught a bump jacking off one time.
Oh my god!
Ever since then, I was like, "Yep, never touching a bump."
Any nigga that jacks off in public does not wash his hands. Fact.
Yeah. He was at
fact
before they tore down that little space.
You about to describe the meat beating?
It was on Woodward, man. It was so
vicious. It was a dust cloud right below his navel.
He was so like
he was beating his dick viciously, vigorous dick beating.
He had all, it was fucked up. He had like a dark blue button up, so it was like his arm was cosplaying the cop.
He was cock playing.
Like, I was like, man, this guy has balls. He's
literally. Where the bell at?
Where the bell? Pause. But this nigga decided to do this in front of an ATM, though.
Oh.
And it was one of those ATMs where you had to, like, drive up in. Oh, so it was like, as soon as you pulled up, he was like, oh, what the fuck?
If you want this money, you got to get this nut.
Yeah, and so there's like a.
That's not a mini quest that I'm about to embark on.
Yeah. No. I don't want the EXP that
please,
bad.
Please don't. Was it a chain bank or was it a credit union? Because if it was a credit union, that's a spiteful motherfucker right there. And it's only like two motherfucking locations for every credit union.
It might have been. I can't remember. But.
If you're a bum jacking off in front of my credit union, you getting ran over, dog. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was just weird because you had to reverse. And then so like while you're reversing, you're trying not to look at this. Abomination.
Yeah,
so I'm not gonna lie, man.
I'm done if that happens.
I go to the gym. I'm pretty desensitized. Like, look, it's old niggas in the gym that don't believe in towels.
Oh man,
that don't believe in decency.
You talking about the confident Mr. Burns.
Now, dudes rag on women a lot about gravity not being kind. Right. Gravity ain't kind to dudes either, man.
No. Like, especially in a sauna. Like, I feel like that is almost.
Put your balls up.
Like,
just put your balls up, man. Nobody wants to see your balls, man.
I went to this one place. I'm not going to say it, the place.
Planet Fitness. I'm throwing away. Oh, it wasn't? Fuck it. I'm throwing away the Planet Fitness sponsorship right now.
No critics, bro.
Just no critics, bro.
No. Come as you are.
Don't you drop that lump
if
weight,
you,
bro.
If you want your balls hanging out your shorts.
There's going to be an alarm over here somewhere, bro.
After that hand beast attacked my man over them Tootsie Rolls.
Hand beast.
And they showed that one dude drying the crack of his ass with the hand dryer.
With the hand dryer.
I cannot. I cannot. He's spreading dookie particles all over the locker room. Oh, I cannot vouch for you, Planet Fitness. Now, if it wasn't for
there's no critics in Planet Fitness.
You can't do that. There's no critics. Look, okay, if he want to blow dry his asshole, look, let him do it.
Planet Fitness is the only place in America.
No judgment zone.
Planet Fitness is the only place in America where I can get on the Stairmaster, eat a Twizzlers, and a slice of pizza all at the same goddamn time.
I was like, is this Arby's?
And they give it to you.
They try to keep you in there forever, nigga.
Forever. And then they turn on TV.
Hey, bro, after you get that bench, we got a whole hot and ready for you. Like, nigga.
I'm waiting for the Subway to get in.
Judgment-free zone.
Oh, a Subway would be lit.
A Subway.
Somebody judge these motherfuckers. Somebody judge them.
Shove these 7 slices of fucking pizza and 50 Tootsie Rolls down your fucking fat ass gullet.
You know what?
But God forbid somebody that's actually working out drop the weight. Whoa. And then the goddamn lunk
alarm come
on.
Talking about the actual guy that wants to be there?
Judgment.
You're too big, sir. You have too many muscles. You shouldn't be here. You have all the muscles already, sir. Please leave the premises. If you're not eating a box of pizza, you have to leave.
You know what? Planet Fitness. Okay, to anybody that goes to the gym or anybody that's athletic or works out at all, if you want a future preview of the way that America is going to be when the SJWs take over, go to fucking Planet Fitness. To the most self-defeating place in the fucking universe. It's an entire warehouse full of treadmills with about 5 motherfucking exercise machines.
It's like 5 machines.
6 free weights split by 7 people.
Half of a leg machine.
Honey Boo Boo should be there.
It's the only gym in America with a built-in wood brick oven for the goddamn pizzas.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie. If Little Caesars got in there, that'd be kind of
waiting for the partnership.
I'm waiting for that to happen.
Jeez,
Little Caesars and then have the hot and ready.
I'm waiting for the partnership
tiles.
And I'm waiting for the garlic. I'm waiting for the...
That shit'll be hard.
They're not even trying.
I'm waiting for the garlic butter body wash that they give you. To apply to your back with a fucking floor mop.
Yeah. Or pizza sauce.
Cut it off.
Complimentary sauce.
Can't do this.
No critics, bro.
Oh, man.
No critics.
So when you did that voice, that fucked me up. That's why.
No critics, bro.
No critics, bro.
It's toilet, no critics, bro.
Bro.
You get what I'm saying, bro?
Bro. You want an $8 lock to lock up your pizza, bro?
It's a
pizza lock, bro.
Or
you gotta eat the guy. I know the pizza is free, but you might still want to lock the pizza up, bro.
I can't do this.
Oh, my God.
I can't do this with you.
Planet Fitness is just, their marketing team is looking at this like,
bro. We don't have any shirts lower than 3X, bro. We only have 3X and up shirts, bro.
I feel like we're never going to get sponsored. Ever.
Oh, fuck sponsors, man.
Oh,
if they don't like it, you know, they can go to Planet Fitness.
Oh, you just shit on the last hope you had.
You know it's bad when the engineer has to, you know what, fuck this.
I can't do this.
I can't deal with all this scootering and buffooning this guy is saying. Oh, man.
You don't like it, bro.
No, bro.
We don't like it,
we
bro.
We want to eat.
But, I mean, like it, we also, you got to be responsible, man.
Oh, now you come with this shit. You gotta be responsible.
I'm talking about Planet Fitness, man.
You bad?
We back on PF, bro?
I never left.
We can't. You gotta,
I already took my shoes off.
You can't do that, bro. That's you can't do that.
So I could see if they had like a pizza slice on a fishing pole on like a treadmill.
You gotta be quicker than that.
You can get it, bro. It's right there, bro. Push it, bro.
Hey.
Just push it.
Free Planet Fitness for everybody 300 pounds and over.
I like how the train. Like I went to the one and I ain't gonna disclose the place.
You always say that.
Was it the one by that mall? Was it?
I'll just say.
Let me ask you this.
It was across from Oakland Mall.
Okay. I was going to ask. Was it next to the Myers that you have to get patted down before you go shopping for oranges?
No.
There's nothing. There's nothing that I like more. Myers on 8 Mile and Whole Foods in Detroit. I don't have to really say where you are because you're the only fucking Whole Foods between 8 Mile and the river. There's nothing I like more than going into Whole Foods.
Right.
And I truly am thankful that being surrounded by food deserts, I can go into a grocery store that doesn't smell like mop water. I can go into a grocery store where the people speak English and I can ask them, where can I locate this item? And while I'm perusing over the 9 varieties of apples, there's a gentleman to my left with a gun on his waist. There's nothing more fucking comforting than a nice brisk jog on Sunday morning to Whole Foods for some apples, knowing that my man's with the loaded firearm is right next to you.
Yeah. You might get shot for them oranges. You might get shot in my hood.
Listen, man.
Push work in my hood. I ain't gonna
paper or plastic.
Look, man.
How you want your body?
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't know.
No critics, bro.
I ain't know niggas at Home Depot ain't had guns until I left Detroit. I thought all Home Depots had guns.
You know what? Oddly, I thought that too.
Yeah, I was like, where
that
where?
And like I was like don't all CVS.
But I mean
that
just begs the question. Like, what's the most expensive thing that you could steal from Home Depot that you can carry out with your own hands?
That's a good question. To not be noticed.
Is it worth shooting a nigga over $175 drill?
Of a drill? No.
That's a good question.
What is the point? What are we doing here?
You got to steal like 25 of them.
I feel like
to get shot.
You have to
I
be
think
a
it should be the limit.
To do that.
Like at Whole Foods. Like
yeah. If you see 25 if you see 25 bums in trench coats run in, you know something is up.
Mr. Armed Security Officer.
Gotta think so.
The benevolent Apple Watcher.
He's on Apple Watch.
The Apple Watch.
Oh holy
bars.
Oh,
bars. See how I did that?
I appreciate that.
Oh
Apple
holy
watch.
Mr. Holy Paladin of the Apples.
Holy Lord of the Apples.
I'm on fire today.
Is it worth emptying the clip in the back of some nigga that cool hand looped?
Is it trying a molded to get like a apple? Free sample?
A molded apple. Yeah. That's what they say.
Maybe.
You say maybe?
I don't know. I'm just talking.
I mean,
shit. I don't know.
Like
no,
because
he
when you
leak,
because when
it's
you
leak,
he said maybe.
I think it's. I
it's
think
a,
it's
an apple.
It's conspiracy time. I think it just helps to perpetuate the sense of fear and doom and gloom in the city. Because when you leave the city, I don't see niggas standing in front of the eggs with a fucking AR-15. It don't make no sense. And I can see if that was everywhere, but it's only in the city.
Well, I mean. Yeah, it's only in the city.
And you pretty much know who's
like
going to rob a store
when
they walk in.
You should.
I hate that it's like that. But,
they just follow it. Be like,
but
I see a black man in a sports jacket.
What is the description of this black man?
It doesn't matter. He's
4'11".
Just
he's between 4'11 and 7'1". 135 to 378 pounds.
Yeah, he's all black men. And it's just ridiculous.
He listens to Lil Yachty.
He listens to Lil Yachty and Nat King Cole at the same time. He's,
Nat King
he's,
Cole?
He's blacker than the normal black.
Okay. He has a domino in his pocket?
Yeah, he has one domino, a whole box of chicken on him.
Okay. These are the grocery stores the villain be going to.
With the, you know what?
Oh, man.
I would like to see
I stay on 6
store.
Mile, so, yeah.
You do.
Oh, God.
Like, 6 Mile is like smack dab in the middle of the fuckery.
I don't leave my house that much.
Given
I do my villainy from the basement.
Given where you live, I wouldn't leave your house either.
Jesus. That's Gotham.
It ain't Linwood.
There's a few things.
I think we should end the show.
Yep. See, a Linwood dude gonna be waiting for you right outside.
Hey, you already know how
like,
you
where
look,
all
too.
That saucy tick, bro?
I parked quickly. I parked
park
very
quickly?
Yeah, I parked.
That's it. Your parking skills is that good? You
I
can park quickly?
Fast as shit.
Fast as fuck?
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody that came out and entertained all this fuckery.
I'm glad Mo didn't show up.
Yeah, we were missing Mo Jizzle.
Yeah,
Mo Jizzle.
Yeah, we was missing him.
This show would have been even more
my other brother
bad.
From another.
We had a treat for y'all tonight, but it's,
he gonna be here.
He'll be here.
Tune in to us next time. We're here every week, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. And until next time, this is the mighty, mighty Meta Baron.
Macho Samson.
And voice the villain.
And we out. Peace.
Peace.